got me a job on talk radio. You dial 646 talk and you can get on my show. Last name is Vogel, first name is Don. Appreciate it when you turn me on, cause I'm the round mound, the round mound of sound. I stand 5'6" and weigh way more than 200 pounds.
Yes, indeed. I have something to tell the audience. First of all, the round mound of sound buttons are gone. We've gone through two shipments of round mound of sound buttons. I appreciate you sending it in for them. We'll try to get some more. Well, I found somebody, McDougal, who is crabbier than you are.
That's hard to believe.
I know, it is amazing, but I did find somebody. You know, most of our audience is comprised of great people, and you've talked to them, and I've talked to them, and they talk about how they like to laugh with us, they like to have a good time. I've had people call me up and say they were listening to something we did, and they were laughing so hard they almost drove off the road.
Yeah, yeah.
And other people who really get a kick out of it, and you know, it's great to laugh, right?
Oh, sure.
I mean, we laugh all the time. Me and you and Gordon.
Yeah.
And Lundell and all the people here. And we have a good time, and it makes you feel happy to laugh, obviously. There's about 100 and some medical benefits that are derived from laughter, but...
Uh-oh.
Yesterday, our receptionist, Janice, informed me that a guy called her at least 5 times.
Oh?
And said that I should stop giggling. Now... picture this guy.
Yeah.
Here's a guy that must be so miserable.
Yeah.
In his own life, he doesn't want to hear anybody else happy.
Yeah.
Right?
If I can't laugh, nobody laughs.
Yeah,
right.
Now most people like to hear laughter. They like to laugh themselves. Not this guy. This guy, obviously, his life is in such disarray that he can't stand hearing people being happy. So I thought that we would give this guy a treat. I take you back to yesterday. Right before 4 o'clock, I happened to think about famous people in weird situations, and I happened to think about people, famous people doing obscene phone calls. And so I thought I might drive this guy right over the edge with this one. So can we hear that again, please?
You expect me to come in the middle of this and make any sense?
Well, you're a pro. You can do it.
Come on, do it. Do Mason again. That was...
We're just talking about Mason making an obscene phone call.
Yes.
Oh, I really want you real bad, and I mean it, too.
Tricky Dick would call.
Come on, baby. Tell me where you live, or I'll be right over.
And this is only Tuesday.
That's right.
This is the Friday stuff we're doing.
Howard Cosell.
I want you. And that's telling it like it is.
You never played the game.
Yeah. This is... All right, so I hope that...
Take that guy whoever to, you are, you miserable person.
Yes, and you must be living in a miserable slime pit.
Yeah.
Right now, it is time for the Richard Gere of Talk Radio. Once again, the most interrupted sportscaster in America, Mr. Bruce Gordon. You know, Bruce, somebody asked me the other day, why do you guys, because they just were recent listeners to the show, and they said, why do you guys play La Bamba for the sports theme? And
yeah.
I had to tell them about the, we do it because it's stupid, probably is the main reason, but in tribute to Trini Lopez, a man who we just have so much respect for.
A lot of admiration for his ability.
Immense. Talent. Can I say immense?
You can say immense. Don't even ask me, Don. Just say it, all right?
immense
talent.
And so, oh, you're giggling again? That guy, he's going to go crazy.
Hey, let's think about that for just a minute. Huh? If we laugh too much, do you think he'll go insane or just...
I think he's going to go over right over the edge, yeah.
Right over the edge?
Yeah. Right. Right now, he's looking at his radio.
Stop it! Stop it! I can't stand this laughter! Stop it! These people are happy! Stop them!
That's right. He's going nuts right now. He doesn't know how to deal with it. He's running around foaming at the mouth like a pooch with rabies. Saying, stop it! You shouldn't be laughing on the radio! The end of the world is coming! Don't they know it?
Oh, gosh. What a beautiful thought.
It is. He's beating his head against his miserably painted wall at his in his dusty, miserably furnished flat that smells of neglect and roaches are... Roaches are bouncing to and fro, running amok, doing a dance on his face, and crawling meticulously around his earlobes. Yes. This miserable man who can't stand to hear people laughing is now wallowing in his filth. Yes, indeed. He certainly is, and we certainly hope that he... You may... Take that, you miserable man. Is that enough giggling for you? You want some more, huh?
I can't take it anymore.
646-8255 is the number to call. Oh, a couple things I want to remind you about. First of all, occasionally people stumble into the show... which is appropriate, because this show sort of stumbles around, so it's appropriate that people would stumble into it. And a guy called me yesterday and said, what is this Shupa Baby thing? Well, I wanted to see if I could start a phrase a while back that would captivate the metro area, because everybody starts phrases, but nobody knows where they come from. Nobody knows exactly who started them. Phrases like right on and phrases like that. So I was imitating a rock jock one day, and I was saying, Shupa Baby, and I thought, I wonder if we could make this phrase catch on. Well, it has caught on. And we have T-shirts that are available at the 13 United stores, and they've sold a lot of T-shirts so far, and I appreciate you getting them. They're $8. If you got a club card from KSTP Talk Radio, they're $5.99. Not a bad deal. Hello, Dory. Hello. There's some problem with the phones here.
Don?
There she is.
I just had to call and tell you, on my behalf, don't quit laughing.
Well, I appreciate that. I don't know what this guy's problem is, but can you imagine a person who doesn't like to hear other people laughing and being happy? It's,
Well, yeah, you know, laughter can cure illness.
Well, according to Norman Cousins, it cured him of cancer, according to him. So I would say that unless there was a landslide of, disapproval, we'll keep it up.
Yeah.
13, Don Vogel, AM 1500. All right, here's the story. Friday, August 1st. Yours truly, Don Vogel, the round mound of sound, will become a lawbreaker. Yes, until this time, I have not had to be a lawbreaker, but Friday, August 1st, from that point on, breaking the law will become a way of life. What do you mean by that, Don, and why are you talking like that? Well, I'll tell you what I mean, and I don't know why I'm talking like that. Friday, of course, August 1st, is the day that the seatbelt law goes into effect. You must wear your seatbelt, or else you're a naughty little boy or girl. Now, the fact of the matter is, I don't like seatbelts. I find them confining. I feel sort of trapped in them. I don't like to wear them. Fortunately for me, there is going to be no penalty for breaking the law. You will just break the law, but there won't be any penalty imposed upon you. However, that could change, of course, with time. Some lawmaker will dream up some kind of penalty, like a fine or some kind of ticket or whatever. I guess right now, if the police stop you for some reason, you get a warning tag, whatever that means. But I want to know from you, do you think that we should have the right to decide if we want to wear a seatbelt or not in our own private vehicle? Why are you yelling, Don? I don't know. 646-8255. Do you think that anybody has the right to say you must wear a seatbelt, or are you going to, like me, be a law breaker? Hello, Jeff.
Hello, Don. How are you doing this afternoon?
I'm all right, but I'm feeling like I have to be a lawbreaker, buddy.
Hey, I'm right with you. A couple of quotes that a couple of people that I like had made before. It's David Brinkley one time said, how in a democracy can the majority be wrong? And Thomas Jefferson said that you are not breaking a law if the law is unjust.
That's true. Although we could run into problems with that. If somebody thought murder was unjust, to be penalized for that, we could have a problem with that. But
good point.
But, somebody could decide that, as they have, as a matter of fact, in the past, well, God told me to murder somebody, so I did. You know, they could dream that up. But I just feel, Jeff, that it's an infringement upon my rights to have to wear a safety belt. I don't think the government has any right to tell me that I have to do that. If I want to have an accident or do have an accident and crash my head through the windshield, it's my fault.
Right? I completely agree. That's going to be all my problem. And, you know, hey, keep it on up. I'm glad you've got the subject on this afternoon, Don.
Thank you very much, sir. Don Vogel, AM 1500. Hello, Ken, you're on talk radio.
Yeah, I tend to disagree with you.
Tell me why.
Well, I think that the safer they work on to make cars safer, and for example, you get busted up, and they patch you up, when everybody's hospitalization and insurance rates go up.
Well, my insurance rate would certainly go up.
Oh, everyone's would.
No, but see, people worry about things like insurance rates more than they worry about freedom, it seems like to me. I mean, the fact of the matter is, it seems like it should still be your choice if you own the vehicle. See, it's different if you're on an airplane because you're, in effect, renting space on that plane, but the plane is owned by somebody else, and I think they do have the right to tell you to wear a seatbelt. But if you're in your own private vehicle, Ken, private vehicle, and you're not bothering anybody, you're just, you know, driving down the road, you don't want to wear a seatbelt, it should be your choice, I think.
I don't agree.
I mean, that's what, to me, that's...
Like you say, driving up the cost of medical insurance for everyone else, and it could have been a very minor fender bender.
So we don't worry about freedom, we just worry about our medical insurance. That's all we care about is our insurance rates.
I don't think it's really an infringement of freedom.
Pardon me?
It's just a reasonable safety precaution, that's all.
No, but I'm saying if you don't want to do it and somebody makes you do it, then...
Well, like driving is a privilege. You don't have to drive, you know.
Well, driving is a privilege, but it's got nothing to do with wearing a seatbelt. In other words, you're not going to any less likely to have an accident if you're wearing a seatbelt, right? You can still drive like a jerk if you're wearing a seatbelt and have an accident.
I know, but I'm talking about the all-over effect of the whole... Well, I just tend to disagree with you because I think people are, for example, if I think parents and kids and things would be very upset if a person was killed when they could have been saved if they were wearing seatbelts.
No, but I'm saying we still in this country should have the choice as to how we want to live, and as long as, you know, I'm not harming anybody else if I don't wear a seatbelt, I'm harming me if we have an accident. Don Vogel, AM 1500. All right, we'll go right back to the phones. Hi, Jen.
Hi. I'm really opposed to the seatbelt law for a variety of reasons.
All right, give me some reasons.
For a variety, one of which is that society has become too complacent when we have a law. They assume everyone goes by it, and they assume that everyone will act rationally just mm-hmm. because there's a law. I know too many people who swear by wearing seatbelts, go out, weave in traffic, drink, drive, cut people off, speed, you know, all the little things that nobody ever talks about and everyone gets irritated about, the real causes of accidents.
Yeah, I mean, obviously Lindell is right in the sense that you should probably put your seatbelt on when you get in the car, but I just find it difficult to imagine how people are letting more and more laws get passed and government telling them more and more what to do in this allegedly free country and just buying it.
And not only that, there was a comment made by somebody before about someone who was severely injured when they weren't wearing a seatbelt and they ended up dependent on government for medical bills.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I take care of somebody in a similar situation, only he was wearing a seatbelt and a shoulder harness, and he was a passenger. And he has become dependent on government because there was never any insurance payments to him or his family.
Yeah, so there's all kinds
and
of stories.
And he's a guy that's forgotten. He's a guy that someone goes out and sees him sitting in his wheelchair, and they go, he wasn't wearing a seatbelt. It's his tough luck.
But he was, huh?
But he was wearing a seatbelt.
Okay, hi, Donna. It is 3:50, 81 degrees. Partly cloudy, isolated thunderstorm or shower is possible. Tonight, partly cloudy, 30% chance, showers and storms, low 65, and tomorrow...